with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world.
Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go, a guide to a close fellowship with God. Open Heavens is a devotional written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And today's topic, we'll be looking at Attaining Good Success, Part 2. And our reading shall be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. But first, I'll read and memorize from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And our reading shall be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. I read, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all those people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that by giving unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever so thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make good, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. A Bible in 1 year shall be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 20 to 21 and 22. A hymn, Ancient Words. Topic, Attaining Good Success, Part 2. To today's devotional. When Zerubbabel wanted to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, Zechariah told him that it would be by power or might. It wouldn't be by power or might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Zechariah 4 verse 6. It is possible to succeed and achieve results that could never have been produced by your efforts. I am a living proof of that reality. As I write this, the RCCG is over 190 countries across the world, and I have yet to visit some of them. This is a good example of results beyond efforts. God can give you victories that have nothing to do with how powerful, wise, strong, or influential you are. They will only be by His unfailing mercies and love. In Psalms 37, verse 5, David advises you to commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him to bring your plans to pass. This is important because if you don't surrender all to the Lord and He gives you success, you might likely forget Him and begin to feel as if you have become successful because of your abilities. Some people become successful and lose their sleep and peace because they have not surrendered to the Lord. When I became the general overseer of the RCCG, we had only 39 branches in Nigeria. Now, the church has thousands of branches across the world. And my blood pressure remains normal because I know that God is behind it all. Every night, I go to bed without worrying about anything. I am at peace because I have committed and surrendered everything to God. God wants all His children to enjoy good success. In today's memory verse, He showed Joshua an important key to attaining such success: meditating on His word. To meditate is to think deeply about something. God told Joshua to keep the book of the law in his heart and on his lips at all times, because He knows that whatever is in his heart and on his lips will eventually become his reality. God knows that if He can get you to believe that He wants you to be successful and you profess this in faith, nothing will stop you from succeeding. If you are reading this and you have experienced many struggles and failures, I decree that things will change for the better from today in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, meditate on the Word of God today, day and night, and confess the things He has said concerning you. That is the key to experiencing and enjoying good success. Action point: set time apart daily to meditate on God's promises concerning your success. I take it again. Set time apart daily to meditate on God's promises concerning your success. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Do have a wonderful day. God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen. Ancient words ever true, changing me.